Or you can watch the game and dine in at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Wing Fingers, Bob's newest thing downtown. We're going to be giving away Dr. B burgers. That's a new addition to the menu at Wing Fingers. People are loving them, whether you're dipping them, having them in salad or sandwich. Try Wing Fingers downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building. And our Wing Finger winning winner contest starts, I believe, Monday. So listen for details on how you can enjoy a free lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. It's 8 o'clock, Fox News coming up, and I think we got a conundrum coming up too, right?
I haven't seen one.
That's right. The place we used to get those dried up. So I have to look elsewhere.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-65 northbound. This is going to be just past the Cracker Barrel and Old Ridge Road up at the top of the hill. Minor accident, though. That's the difference today and yesterday. Use caution if you're traveling up that way. We're light to moderate all over Montgomery. Got a little congestion here and there, but nothing that's going to really slow you down. No accidents in the Montgomery area to report at this moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Don't miss out on the great Toyota Tacoma truck buys at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. 18, 19, and 20 models, two- and four-wheel drives. It's all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225. Or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
October is Liver Awareness Month. I'm aware of it. I just don't like it.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a damned vibe on news.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, recovering from the coronavirus, says he's ready to get back to in-person campaigning.
I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night. If we have enough time to put it together, it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity again says next Thursday's debate with Joe Biden is off because organizers want it held remotely as a coronavirus precaution. President Trump on Twitter says Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has done a terrible job, but that he will not tolerate any extreme violence. 13 people are charged in a plot to kidnap the governor and other government officials and overthrow state governments. She says President Trump encourages right-wing extremism like this.
When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight.
The president in April called for Michigan to be liberated from Governor Whitmer's coronavirus stay-at-home orders. America's listening to Fox News.
So did their Supreme Court there, Chris. Tell the whole damn story, would you? Hey, Duncan, it's unpredictable on Facebook.
All around the world, people hate my species. I'm known for my love of poo. Everyone they go, I saw you on TV. I'm 25 days old. For a guy like me, that's old. I'm Mike Pence's fly. baby. Did you see me? I was waving. I'm Mike Pence's fly.
Not a good place to hide.
Took a shot, how can you blame me? Someone backstage tried to raid me. I'm Mike Pence's fly.
And that's all anybody's talking about because the debate didn't play too well for one particular side. Absolutely amazing. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll get a quick peek at the market coming up. But first, the big story in progress.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Hurricane Delta, unfortunately, still a major Category 3 hurricane. And by the way, a very large hurricane as far as size. Now just hours from landfall on the Louisiana coast and in the same area that Category 4 Hurricane Laura struck about 5 weeks ago. So, I mean, it's already decimated, and here comes another major hurricane. It'll come ashore probably or by early this evening with 110-mile-an-hour winds, according to the Hurricane Center, and it's going to have far-reaching effects even here hundreds of miles away in Alabama. So our forecast, there's some scattered showers and thunderstorms out there. If you're riding I-85 now, you're going to be in and out of showers between here and the Georgia line. Later this afternoon and this evening and tonight, the showers become more likely. Breezy today, high 83. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer bands around Delta. Windy tomorrow with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour, maybe a few wind gusts a little higher. The threat of a few tropical tornadoes tomorrow, sure, easy in a situation like this, especially in the afternoon and evening. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action as well with instant notifications if you are under a tornado warning at your location because it knows where you are. Low 80s tomorrow and Friday and Sunday as well. Risk of a few leftover downpours perhaps Sunday from Delta. Then it clears out, and the nice weather comes in on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Really spectacular stuff. Right now this morning, cloudy, showers in the area. It's 73 at 8:08.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, here we got a weekend coming up. You might have some folks coming over for from football or maybe a cookout or something like that, and all of a sudden one of the toilets is busted or you got a flood in your kitchen because of some broken pipes, maybe a leak behind the dishwasher, who knows. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to serve you anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Now it's a no-brainer at my house, and boy, it used to be such a stressful thing. Who am I going to call this time? Plumbing by Luke Wire, I can recommend. And by the way, I love the upfront pricing. By that, I mean they diagnose the problem, they sit down and say, this is what's wrong, this is what it's going to cost. Then they fix it, and there's no surprises. We had to tack on an extra $60. No, nothing like that. And they're also taking extra precautions and making sure that their employees are healthy and wearing masks and gloves as well. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Give them a call, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, always interesting to find out. We hear the headlines. We just heard some interesting ones at the top of the hour from Fox. I might discuss those in detail this afternoon, and we might have David Blackman on to help. In the meantime, the market is looking optimistic as far as Dow futures go. Mm-hmm. Joining us now, Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. We call him Mr. Right on the Money. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. Good morning on this sort of overcast Friday. It's interesting. You look at these Dow futures, and all we've been talking about for the last several weeks is the stimulus deal. And will it happen? Will it won't? You know, I was on a Zoom call yesterday, and as I say a lot, you know, we've got some really wonderful contacts around the country. We're really sort of fortunate in that way. And one of those people that we listen to regularly and talk to on a regular basis is Richard Shelby's former chief of staff. He's up in Washington. He's with a big group up there. They're brilliant, brilliant people in terms of monitoring the election and seeing what's going on inside the Beltway from a legislative standpoint. And obviously, with it being a presidential election year, they've got some incredible insight. And so, you know, the feeling is that the stimulus, yeah, something could get happen, but the, momentum is not good. And it's been dragging on and on and on for a long time. In some ways, it's almost, from a strategic standpoint, probably good for Pelosi and for Schumer to continue to drag this thing out. I mean, it's awful to say, but, you know, if you look at these layoffs, I mean, that's actually good for them politically. It's horrible for those people.
Yeah.
But it's good for them politically.
They would be used politically as pawns. They have their lives destroyed. Makes me sick. A lot of that's going
to be that's what it boils down to. And basically, Trump is saying, you know, where they're at right now, he's saying, you know what, I'll give a little bit for some of these states that you want to bail out. But in exchange for that, I want a lot more to take care of these, you know, airline companies right. and all these people who are being laid off. And they're at an impasse. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, you know. And really, this election is so, it's just, I don't know the right word, but it's just weird. I mean, there's just so many weird things going on. It's very difficult to handicap. But unfortunately, you know, everything I'm hearing, everything these people were hearing that I was on the Zoom call, you know, Biden does have, you know, a fairly good lead. The thing you can't quantify are these hidden Trump voters, and they're everywhere. These hidden Trump voters, it's the ones that will look, a stranger in the face and tell you they're not going to vote for Trump, and then they do it anyway.
Or will even tell their spouse. Some have tried. It's out there. Yeah. It's out there.
Yeah, yeah. So then you look at 08, 2012, 2016, all the polls were wrong every time.
Yep.
So anyway, as far as today goes, you know, futures are up on the hopes that we get some sort of stimulus deal. I kind of doubt it's going to happen. You know, that's unfortunate. So we'll see what happens. Interestingly, we're looking at sort of these Trump trades. I'd love to maybe talk a little bit more. If I have time, we can call in this afternoon. We can go into it. And certainly we could do it next week. But the Trump trades, you know, the oil and, right. oil and energy not doing well, the government service enterprises, these are all there. There's a handful of them, and they're not doing well. So the market is sort of indicating as well that, you know, it's preparing for a Biden presidency. Anyway, that's where we are this morning. And we can give a lot more detail, a lot more color and visibility on that maybe later this afternoon or next
week. We'll be here, Brent. And he'll be at 387-0094. Schedule an appointment, sit down, plan for the future, have something to fall back on, because life is full of surprises, and no year has been a better example than this one. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you, Brent.
Yep, absolutely. Everyone have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Oh, from one of your clients.
All right. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see.
All right, take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Local news at 8:14.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Shop the Fall Savings Spectacular at Cafco Outlet. Our new selection of Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments have arrived and are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale prices on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stuck in a Sun Predict-a-thon on my Facebook page. Go make a prediction on Alabama Ole Miss. You might win $200 for the service at Dunkin'.
You have a right
to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid on News Talk 93. But when FM people exercise that right each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. At 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, saluting the dumbest of the dumb. I got a guy in Iowa named Peter DeJager. He's from Hull. You ever been to Hull?
Hope Hull?
No, Hull.
Oh.
Hull. Iowa. Oh. We're hoping for Hull here. They've already got it in Iowa. Dickinson County News there said a story about a crime in his police blotter on September 2nd. He didn't want people to read what he had done because he went around to different stores in the area stealing every copy of the paper. He was charged with two misdemeanor counts of theft, and since the paper just prints what the police department files and charges, he didn't want anybody to know. Well, as local businesses started reviewing their security footage, they realized it was the same guy stealing their newspapers. So now he's facing, because he didn't want anybody to find out about the first crime, he is right. Now charged with, half a dozen other assorted. So he commits one crime that's dumb and gets charged with more, trying to keep people ignorant from the first one.
Well, there you go.
We may be able to top that with Danny Fraser from Knoxville, Tennessee. Busted Monday for doing almost $30,000 in damage to a cemetery.
What?
He was breaking headstones, using digging equipment, and he explained to police that he was trying to resurrect his grandmother, who was buried in that cemetery.
Oh, that's understandable.
I love his randomness.
Yeah. He has been charged, though, and even though the police listened to what he had to say, wanted to resurrect his grandma. He's been, cause, I mean, after all, what do they call those things with the front end loader, whatever it is? They can only lift somebody so high. They can't make it all the way to heaven and get you started, but gee whiz. He's facing vandalism and criminal trespassing issues.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Good thing I'm headed over to the doctor in a few minutes. And now, a guy, this happened in Kentucky, Bowling Green. Yeah, a family that started in Mayfield, Kentucky. My grandpa was a Kentucky colonel, and I have his certificate. Tuesday night, Terrence Williams was walking down the street with a female friend. They saw a random guy pushing a shopping cart down the street. Nobody's sure how it started, but Terrence and the guy with the shopping cart decided to have a dance-off. Well, Terrence must have won because the shopping cart guy was so upset, he stabbed Terrence, who was hospitalized. I guess the moral here is don't dance with anybody pushing a shopping cart because they could get ticked if they lose. So you got three.
Well, see, resurrecting the grandmother is one here. I just think that the guy that that committed the crime of stealing and then wanted to buy up all the newspaper by stealing newspapers, I think that was just a bit excessive.
I kind of like that one, too.
The newspapers, definitely.
If you factor in the emotions in number two with trying to resurrect dear old grandma.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
This show remains a job creation machine. And Benny Lewis from Lewis Lawn has asked me to remind folks. Excuse me. If you or somebody you know is looking for work, they are looking for people to hire. And they will train you for the parts counter or whatever else they have in mind. They just need two things. They need a valid ID, a driver's license that's valid, and a good attitude. That's how you fit in at Lewis Lawn. They'll take care of everything else. So if you know somebody that's looking for work, direct them to Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass or have them call 244-9191. I've known the Lewises for, gosh, well over 10 years. Fantastic business, always busy, and they take great care of the professionals that use them and the local customers. Now's a good time to shop there, by the way, because they are getting the 2021 models in, and they would like to move the existing 2020 inventory. Lewis Lawn, 244-9191, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. And again, pass that along. If somebody you know is looking to work for a really great group of people.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Skywatch traffic with an update. We are light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. We're not really seeing any problems anywhere. No accidents in to pass along. The one real congested spot that we still have right at the moment is Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. Other than that, we've got a little congestion around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. I-65 northbound, if you're traveling up that way, just be aware we had a minor accident between Highway 14 and 31 up above Prattville. Not really causing much of a problem, but be aware that it's there if you're traveling that way. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit the showroom or buy online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to the first person who can tell me the two words the average kid will say six times a day. Two words the average kid will say six times a day. I think parents will have an advantage. Don't overthink it either.
Words?
Okay.
Yeah. I think if I were a listener and I heard this, I would know the two words.
So it's not a phrase. It's words.
It's sort of a status check, if you will.
Okay.
Two words every kid will say at least six times a day. And we'll take calls at 272-9228. In fact, you know what I'll do? I will answer the phone and cue you up while Jay talks about the amazing seafood bistro.
Why, thank you, Greg. Unless Victoria calls, and then he'll just stay on the phone.
Yeah.
And he'll quit the morning show for that point forward.
I won't be going to the doctor later either.
Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. In fact, they'll open up tomorrow and on Sunday at 11 a.m. You got football game plans, Auburn-Alabama game going on. Maybe you're watching the pro stuff, whatever the case. They got wings over at the Seafood Bistro. But why do a regular wing type of thing when you can do something like a boil bag for the group? Ooh. Get a couple of boil bags together. There's a ghost in here. Have you a nice low country boil there for you from the Seafood Bistro? It's all available to you if you go online to theseafoodbistro.com.
Greg, what's your name?
They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right here in Montgomery. You can call them at 279-7500. You can also use the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered right to your door. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. You can dine in if you'd like to, or you can just go pull up into one of the parking spaces there. They'll come out and take your order. See that menu online, theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
I thought this conundrum would be easy to solve.
Oh, I was looking at...
How did you ever get so stupid?
I was looking at your screen there and then going down the list and saying, I don't see it.
I may have passed it. Anyway, Walt, is that you?
Hey, Walt.
Yeah.
Okay, hi. What do you think the two words the average kid will say six times a day?
I would think, I won't.
I won't,
that's good.
That is a great guess.
Good.
It's half right.
It's half right.
Yeah, the first part is correct.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
If you think of another one, though, call us back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that rules out mine. I was going to say, you know.
Well, you know.
You know.
Victoria.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi,
you're about to give Greg a heart attack over here.
We've had enough of that in the studio.
Yes, we've had enough of that for a while.
What? Who are you?
Crap, I got to answer the other lines.
I'm great. How are you?
We're good.
Dandy.
Do you have an answer for us on this conundrum?
What is it, the two words we're looking for?
I don't know. Bite me?
Bite me.
Bite me.
That's a great guess. I love it.
Take another one.
Take another one.
Well, I just wanted to call and invite Jay Scott to lunch at the Seafood Bistro because he makes the menu sound so delicious.
Well,
we're going to have to.
He's on the phone right this second. But after he recovers,
I'll put you on hold.
Yep. Stand by.
Yeah, stand by. Okay. Hang tight.
That's
don't
very,
go anywhere.
Very kind of you, Victoria.
Okay.
You are amazing.
I'm sure he won't say bite me.
Don't say a word, Greg. Don't say a word.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Hi, Greg. Hi, Rick.
Hey. Can you think of those two words the average kid will say six times by the end of the day?
I'm bored.
Oh,
I'm
we
bored.
Got
that's it.
It.
Yes.
Back light. Although I have heard my share of
bite me.
That's it. Wants to speak to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why she's back on.
You
home.
Have an invitation.
Oh. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I can't. Well, yeah, I can eat there and get salad.
You can eat. You know? Yeah, you can eat certain
she's
things
not
there.
Taking you there to kill you.
Yeah. Suzanne, hang tight for us, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Because the old man here has to make an exit.
Because, yeah, you've got to.
I'm just so happy for Jay. How cool.
If they have, you know, I mean, there's certain things, yeah, that are healthy on the
absolutely.
Menu.
You know what? Yeah. Look, Jay mentioned the cheese curds. And
those are fried, but.
I know, but the point I'm trying to make is that when our good buddy Paul heard that, he whooped him up. I'm sure if Jay needs something that fits certain criteria, and Paul will.
Oh, Paul's great.
He is the best. Great. Love the man.
Paul's great.
I do have to take off a little early. I got a doctor's appointment next door.
All right.
Bloodletting for Halloween. Before I go, I do want to mention that Nissan has 0% promotions going on right now at Jack Ingram Nissan. I'm on my second Rogue. I absolutely love it. I don't think. All I would do is upgrade. By the way, that's something they do amazingly well at all the Jack Ingram stores, is take a look at your current situation. If you want to upgrade by a couple of model years, you can do it. And they can keep you in budget. If that's how you work it, where you've got this much set aside per month for a car, give them a chance to upgrade you without busting your budget. They do it all the time. But 0% on Nissan, there are specific vehicles available. Go to jackingramnissan.com to find out more. Because every penny you pay on those payments goes to principal. And you build equity in the car quickly, so you're even better shape the next time you go to upgrade. JackIngramNissan.com is the place to get started. And please mention whether you're talking to Tip James or anybody in that great team over there that you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And I will see all of you guys on Monday, huh?
Yeah, sounds
sure.
good. We'll
we'll
do
check
it.
Check traffic first.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a little congestion on East South Boulevard, West Boulevard, and Northeast Boulevard, but nothing that's really going to slow you down at all. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Overall, nice traveling conditions around the Montgomery area right now. Buckle up, be safe, and we will keep you updated if anything happens. Your pet's a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you that peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A powerful Hurricane Delta, which is just hours from landfall along the Louisiana coast, is about to make a lot of unprecedented news. It's going to become the 10th landfalling named storm along the U.S. coastline so far this year. It's going to be the 4th named storm making landfall on the Louisiana coast so far this hurricane season. It will become the first landfalling hurricane with a Greek name of all time. How about that stuff? Right now, 120 mile an hour winds, category 3, expected to come ashore at least as a category, 110 mile an hour winds would make it right teetering on category 2 and category 3, because category 3 starts at 111 miles per hour and generally moving in the same spot as Laura, pummeled just 5 weeks ago. But the far-reaching effects of this large hurricane will affect our weather as well, and that leads to our forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous as the day goes on. Some of you have gotten drenched already this morning. The storms will become more numerous this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Breezy today with a high around 83. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands around Delta. Windy tomorrow with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Yeah, we could go a little bit above 30 miles per hour, I suspect. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes tomorrow? Sure. With a situation like this? Absolutely. With the rain bands coming through, some of those will start to rotate and drop tornadoes. So our weather app will keep you on top of that action tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening especially. We'll be in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. Risk of more leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday perhaps. But I think by Monday, which is not Memorial Day, what I almost said, Columbus Day, the weather should be absolutely gorgeous. And I think Tuesday and Wednesday look beautiful as well. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, showers in the area at 73 at 837.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All right, we got your local traffic, local news, and we've also got our drawings at the end of the week, plus another family four-pack of tickets to the fair.
Yay.
To give away, all coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a little congestion on East South Boulevard, West Boulevard, and Northeast Boulevard, but nothing that's really going to slow you down at all. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Overall, nice traveling conditions around the Montgomery area right now. Buckle up, be safe, and we will keep you updated if anything happens. Your pet's a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you that peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Hey, it's Greg Budell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Tampa News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back to News Talk. Greg out here, but we've only got about 20 minutes or so, so we're going to do our drawings coming up a little bit later on. And also, we're going to, we're going to give away, family four-pack of tickets to the fair.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry. I had the wrong mic turned on.
Absolutely,
we will. Thank you, Rick.
The fair's coming.
See what you get when you call me a womanizer. Turn your mic off.
Well, we see where it led to.
A date with Victoria.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Works for you.
At the Seafood Bistro. The fair opens today. Sometime in the afternoon, usually, I think.
I think it's four? Like four.
Yeah.
Three
I
or
think
four.
It's four. That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the opening day. So, fair opens up today, and we have got a family four-pack to give away. So, the way we're going to do this is kind of run the gauntlet on this and take... What number? We picked a number. You pick a number.
Which caller?
Caller five.
Okay, we're going to go with caller five.
Too. We haven't done it since...
Yeah. Caller five... Don't worry about trying to grab these names.
No.
Because we're just going to go fast.
I was like, you caller one, call back.
Yeah.
Caller two, call
exactly.
back. I got it down.
Exactly. Don't worry about that.
And I'll say on caller five, your caller five, please hold.
We are going to, we're going to take caller number five at 272-9228. Be caller five, and you will get a family four-pack of tickets to the fair, which starts tonight. And you can enjoy all that wonderful, delicious fair food that's going to be there. Also, the rides, the games. The Coliseum, I think, is going to be closed, but they're going to have acts out there.
Yeah, there's going to be nobody on the stage inside, but there will be local acts and on the outdoor stage every day, every evening as well.
All right, we just got caller four, so the next caller, I'll grab this.
Okay.
The next caller that we've got is going to be
the winner.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh my gosh!
Wow!
You just lost tickets. But there's a bunch of other callers.
Yeah, there is. News Talk, who's this?
This is Ken B.
Ken B., you're caller number five.
All right.
Yeah, winner.
You're actually caller six.
But yeah. our fifth
caller hung up.
Dropped up. Dropped off.
Yeah.
Well, good. You got a family fun pack of four tickets to the fair.
You got to hang on the line for me because I got to get your info, okay?
Yeah, we got to get some info from you. But congrats, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take you.
All right. There you go. We gave away our final pair of tickets to the fair.
All right.
So hopefully you got them. The fair open today through the 18th. So
smell that food.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to miss smelling that food.
I know.
I'm going to miss. I used to make a post on Facebook every time I'd have to go out to work and be like, here's the food I'm going to be eating.
Right?
Here, yeah. So
I've done that too.
And you see where that got me. reckless abandon enjoying that food there. So anyway, congrats to everybody who won tickets to the fair. Hope you guys have a fantastic time out there. I don't think who knows? Maybe we'll have more tickets next week. I have no idea. I never know, but we'll let you know if we do. Coming up, we're going to have our drawing for the end of the week. We've got the works from Don Duncan to give away and a Clark's Club membership as well. So if any of you called during the week this week, we've got your name in a hat here for this thing and could be picking your name. So make sure you're listening. One more time with our traffic. Final look at traffic coming up right now.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have a little bit of congestion on West South Boulevard around I-65. Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue a little busy, as well as the Northeast Boulevard and Atlanta Highway into Madison to downtown. That's about it. Light to moderate everywhere else. And even the places that are a little congested now aren't that bad. Buckle up, enjoy your ride in on this Friday morning, and keep it here for more traffic updates. The Front Porch Grill has catered everything from weddings to corporate events to holiday parties and more. Call Marty at Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. Catering done right, 334-285-7888. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's time to prepare the menu for your outdoor fall gatherings. Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price. And they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students. This will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest PAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, welcome back. And we got our drawing for the end of the week that we've got to do.
Yes, who's, we do.
You've got the winner sheets, I guess, as
I
well.
I do, yes.
Yeah, kind of a role change,
yes,
here.
So I'll have to... I'll write and draw at the same time.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Can you chew gum too?
I can, if I had a piece.
All right.
Oddly enough, we've got 70 people on the board this week.
Okay.
A round number of 70. So who is our first winner of the works from Don Duncan?
First winner is number 57.
That is Larry H.
Larry H.
Larry, old Lair. Larry H., congratulations. You've got the works from Don Duncan, which, of course, they're giving away not only that, but also with the Predictathon this week as well. So don't forget to go to Greg's Facebook page and put in your score for that. You could win it there as well. Now, for our next drawing, it is a membership into the Clark's Club, which means they'll give you the two annual tune-ups. You'll be on priority. Anytime anything goes wrong, they'll come out to you. And what is the number of our winner for that one?
29.
We're going to go back all the way to 29 as I'm scrolling through my list here. And it's Terry E. Terry with an E at the end. Terry E. So congratulations. You are the newest member of Clark's Club.
Woohoo!
So there we go. We got about 6 minutes left before Joey and friends... Joey and Friends.
Sounds like he's going to show cartoons.
It's Joey and Friends.
Joey.
I don't know. Some of the politics that are discussed, it's like a cartoon.
It is.
So I haven't received a bill yet for my hospital stuff.
Oh, I thought you mentioned a figure the other day.
Well, no, I've gotten, what I have is every time a claim is made, okay. I have my insurance app on my phone, and I go to that, and I can look at it.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, let me go to it now, and I can read off some of the charges here. And I don't necessarily, again, I haven't gotten a bill, so I don't know if what it says I'm going to pay in this thing is going to be exactly what I pay. I really hope it's not, to be honest with you. Because it is a lot. There's one for just a visit, $300. Let's see. Where are some of the big ones?
I will give you a hint. If you have to pay a large lump sum of money, you tell people at the hospital you can only pay so much and make payments. Don't try to pay all of it at once.
Hmm. Well, this first one isn't the hospital. It's the ambulance charge.
And those are big.
Yeah, the total charge was $1,140. Mm. But apparently, I'm only going to have to pay $800 of that.
Ooh.
Oh, out of pocket. Oh, that's all?
Nah. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Here is another one for $2,200. But, oh, I already paid that one. That was $70 for my copay on that one. That's fine. What is this one? Hang on. There's a good one. There's the big boy. $49,622.
For the hospital stay?
That's for all the hospital stuff, I guess.
Yeah, including the great food.
Apparently, I owe $1,700 of it.
Oh, out of pocket. Oh, well,
it's good that you don't own the 40.
Again, payments.
49.
Right, well, I'm,
set
again,
up payments.
I haven't gotten a bill yet, which, I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to be the case, but I haven't received a bill, so.
Bottom line, folks, stay healthy if you can.
Oh, God, please. Just stay healthy. Stay healthy as long as you can, because it's massive. So again, like I said, haven't gotten a bill for those. When the bill comes in, then I'll actually start to worry. Here is one of friends. Oh, wait, it is Joey and Friends.
Yay!
Actually, it's more like Joey and Friend.
And Fred.
It's kind of how that looks.
Joey and Friend. What are you guys going to be talking about today?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Really not a lot going on, you know. Nothing at all. Just how many days before the election? 23? 25?
Let's see. I've got.
Did
that
you have because, that in the timeline?
No, I've got that because that's an easy one because we know that Halloween is coming up, and Halloween 31st. Is on the
That's
31st.
A Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Halloween, and then so it's 3 days later. So Halloween is 22 days away, so and that's, by the way, the night the time changes, too.
That's right.
And then 3 days later, 25 days until
today. 25 days until
the election.
So, anyway. No plans this weekend, really. Well, you've got plans, I'm sure.
I'll have to be here watching for tropical tornadoes from our Hurricane Delta.
What time are you thinking about starting that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the most likely time would be 1 to 9 p.m., but they can surprise you even earlier than that. We're going to make sure that we're ready to break in if we have to. Your weather app is going to be very critical because these tornadoes happen so quickly that the weather app will go off, and you'll actually hear my voice saying, you are under a tornado warning for your location, because it knows where you are. So get that on your phone or tablet. If you don't, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather for that.
I wonder if we could put Victoria's voice on that.
Yeah,
except then it wouldn't wake you up. It would soothe you back to sleep.
Might lull you back
to sleep. No, it wouldn't. I can't do a low, you know, monotone voice. It just doesn't happen.
Hey, you're on News Talk. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy B.
Hey, man.
Is this Jay?
It is.
I'm going to tell you. The hospital will work with you and also will absorb, you know, they have people that that are benefactors and that will absorb some of your cost.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have to jump through some, you know, a bunch of their hoops.
Yep.
But, I mean, you shouldn't have to pay all that kind of money.
We'll see. Like I said, again, these weren't bills. These were just on my insurance claim stuff, so I don't actually have anything in paper and writing.